So the body temperature is sinking a bit when we are lying and not moving. So you can take care of that. If you have socks, maybe you can put socks on. You have a lot of blankets if you need one extra. Yeah. Taking care of this body. Good. And it's okay. Really good.
So let the wave sound disappear.
Try to put the positions just like you were dwelling in the marvel of this world. Really like the being in the water. Being in the water is just like before words, before gesture, before it was water. And it's a space, maybe dark, quiet, where nothing was separate. Everything moved together. It was one flow and different rhythms. Water in you remembers. It remembers before form, before name, before the body learned the edges. And that remembering, breath is arriving, just like wind on the water. It's subtle. And it ripples across an ancient surface. And you inhale, something begins. You exhale, something returns. This ancient, ancient movement going through all living creatures. And between the two, the inhale, the beginning, and the exhale, the return, there's a threshold, a place where life and death touch, and where they're not opposing each other. This is a place where you could be now. How would it be for you to be in that place right now? Not in a body, but in a field that can soften. Where something can be moved. The highest good is like water, does not force, does not resist, it finds its way. Finds its way and really often towards something that is already known. Really? Can we imagine that the practice of Yoga Nidra is a practice of remembering what is already known? Like waters remember the ancient current of life. Imagine your body not as a structure, but as a tide. an undulation, a deep unseen ocean. And you let your tissues remember, your blood remember. You don't have to return or go anywhere. You just have to soften a bit. Because it's always, always with you, still moving within you. And it's just allowing it to surface. Before you dive even deeper, or just the time coming into the practice, just check if the body is okay. If you have to move something so the body has a bit of more comfort, you do it. Making honor to just make the body comfortable. Really feeling that all your weight, your body, your tissues can be allowed to be here. The whole of you is welcome. The whole of you is welcome. Consciousness of liveliness. The breath is your thread. Inhale. The Creator meets. Exhale. The Destroyer. Dancer with two faces. Inhale, exhale. Imagine if your breath could be water. Can you have this fluid breath, watery breath flowing inside your body now? Imagine small rivers of breath reaching all the places in your body. It's in force. Tidal, it's continuous. Fitting your spirit, your journey, you just let it, just like music in the air. you follow and you take in only the nourishing part you need right now. So you completely trust your heart filtering everything. And if it's passing, if it's okay for you right now, the intention I propose is, I trust the quiet flow that moves me. I trust the quiet flow that moves me. Let it settle. Trust the quiet flow that moves me. You can notice the sounds around you, near or far. And you let them pass, just like waves. Feel the contact of the body, ground beneath you. Feel the air on your skin. And now you let gently your senses turn inward, finding the touch inside of your sphere, inside of your experience, feeling the color inside of your body, the touch inside of your body, the sounds rippling inside of your body, the touch. What would it be, a touch from the inside? To your right hand. And then to your left hand. And then both hands. And imagine your hands are filled with water. Shoulders. And in your chest, feeling the wave, the watery breath moving your chest. And it's not only moving your chest, it's wave that's going into the soft tissue, just traveling, waving into the sternum, like something softening down into the belly. Imagine your belly, all the organs floating in water. Now in the pelvis, cascading, waving deep into these subterranean chambers. It's ancient. Quiet. Flowing, waving into your legs. Your feet. The body sways. It's furling and furling. Moving, tidal, continuous. Big seas under your eyelids. You can hold the whole body in the space of your awareness. Whole body waving, furling and furling. How wide has your awareness to be to contain this water body? Could you allow your consciousness, your awareness to expand, expand, expand on the surface of this ocean that your body became? What will be the end of this awareness if your body were water? feel the body heavy, sinking. And then feel your body light, flowing. Maybe you can have that pulsation. You're sinking, and then you move a line, you're floating. You're heavy and you're sinking, and then you're light and you're floating. When you're sinking, it's dark. But when you're coming up, floating, there's light. The sun is touching the surface, but you still have the coolness of the water below when you're floating. Just like these two qualities moving through you. A piece is floating, receiving the sun beams, and a piece is sinking in the dark water below. What are the parts floating? What are the parts sinking? And how is it possible for you to be whole, welcoming all these qualities inside of you? Continuous flow. Imagine now you are like you've been for a while in the water and you are held, you're protected because you're born out of water and you're shaped by its liquid love. You're floating in a vast ocean. It's dark, it's calm,
is alive.
Around you, you can be connected to slow ancient movements. The kelp swaying, the whales passing, silent presences. And you feel your organs undulate. They find the rhythms older than memory. Your tissue sway like sea animals. Your blood is moving like a red sea, coursing through hidden channels. You feel you belong. To this flow, there's not a lot of differences between lives. The membrane is soft. And what can come into the flow, the water will flow. Where you are, there's a pulse, a pressure, something moving a bit differently toward the air. It's the floating. It's the coming to the surface. You let the dark, deep sea. And you let your first breath enter. You begin with this breath. And then the song begins. Surfacing the contact of the air, that you keep deep inside the water. Breath moving freely in the movement of love. Keep this undulation. Moving through the bodies, through the limbs, through the face, cultivating this connection with the deep dark sea, cultivating through your breath, remembering the water in your breath.
gently feel the body again, the contact with the ground, the air on the skin, the sounds waving. You are arriving again on land. Delicate weavy movements in this body on land, this body in the room. Carrying with you the deep sea on land as we are now into the closing sequence of this practice of Yogi Nidra. You can use your senses to come back fully. You can move a bit the fingers, roll delicately the head from side to side, so you really give hint to this body. Your back. The chest, you have good time. I'm just telling you what is happening. I will put some, we'll go on with this wavy, deep sound of the Shruti box, and I will begin to hum, and you can join. You can at one point sit if it's more comfortable, you can do it lying, or you can just listen. You choose, but it's a beautiful vibration, just like an ocean of hum.
Thank you.
practice of Yoga Nidra, you know, is now closed. Welcome back, everybody. Namaste. You have good time to surface from the practice.